Voters are hearing a lot about Iraq this campaign season, but the issue of a preemptive U.S. military strike against Saddam Hussein has not yet become a dominant issue in the midterm elections. That's the conclusion of the latest survey conducted for NPR News by Republican pollster Bill McInturff and Democrat Stan Greenberg. From time to time this election year, McInturff and Greenberg have been sampling public opinion to determine how major issues may affect voters' decisions, NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Pick up a newspaper or turn on the radio. War on Iraq is an unavoidable subject this fall, and both parties in Washington are preoccupied with its potential effect on the elections. Earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle gave a furious speech complaining about President Bush's attempts to politicize the war in order to help Republicans at the polls. Many Republicans believe a focus on Iraq will help their party, and many Democrats believe the Iraq debate only serves to drown out the domestic issues they had hoped to use to their advantage. But our latest survey of likely voters doesn't paint such a clear picture. When asked which will determine their vote for Congress, international issues such as Iraq and terrorism, or domestic issues such as the economy, corporate fraud, and Social Security, likely voters chose domestic issues by almost 2-1. Democrat Stan Greenberg.
There's no doubt this is not a normal election. The last year has not been normal. We've watched, I think, in August, that things were turning away from the Republicans, coming out of the corporate scandals, increased worry about the economy, crash in stock market. And there was a shift to the Democrats, for sure. As Iraq has been ratcheted up as a potential war on the horizon, that has backed that off, and things have gone back to parity.
By parity, Greenberg means that what pollsters call the generic ballot question, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican, if the election were held today, is tied. Other indicators that this summer suggested potential trouble for the incumbents, in this case Republicans, have also evened out. The number of people who think the country is on the wrong track is back down. The level of interest in the election, which in July was unusually high, has returned to its traditional level for mid-September. And the president's approval ratings have stopped their summer decline. All that creates a better environment for Republicans, says a relieved Bill McInturff, but not one that suggests Iraq is a guaranteed boost for the GOP.
I think what we've been saying in this NPR series through all of 2002 is so far these international issues are not the primacy in terms of voting. There is, however, remember, we did this survey last week. We're in a very fluid period, and I think in a very complex and difficult to predict election. And I think this point Stan's making is kind of what I'm grappling with, and I think Republicans are grappling with, is sooner or later, most elections become about something. There's some storyline. There's some themes that are consistent in an election. And this has been a fascinating election because lots of interesting things have happened, but I don't think we've yet settled on what this issue is going to be about in terms of what determines this election.
During the summer, both Greenberg and McInturff saw signs that corporate corruption and a softening economy might drive the election, but that's not the case today. Of course, it's possible there never will be an overarching set of national themes for the November midterms. The results could hinge on a handful of competitive House and Senate races, with local issues and individual candidates making the difference. If there are any national issues that dominate this year, they are domestic. Stuart Melvin of Colorado, a state with a competitive Senate race, was one of a majority of likely voters in our poll who wants the candidates to talk about Social Security, Medicare, and jobs.
Well, I'd rather hear him talk about domestic issues because the Senate can do something about those. And in the final analysis, events may drive Iraq anyway. So if we get another attack like 9/11, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I'd ask them what their position is on Iraq if they were sitting here in the living room. But I don't think that would be a major point unless one or the other of them said something that was, from my standpoint, outlandish.
Tom, a voter from New Jersey, another state with a close Senate race, said international issues were more important to him. But even though he wants Congress to support the president on Iraq, he won't hold it against a candidate who doesn't.
I think they should just let the president do what he needs to do. Waiting for allies or I think putting off the inevitable is just ridiculous. Just do it and get it over with. But I don't think it deters me to vote one way or another, to be honest.
Our Democratic pollster, Stan Greenberg, is convinced that voters will not in the end see Iraq as a partisan issue. When asked whether they'd be more likely to vote for a Democrat who voted no on the use of force until the U.S. had the support of our allies, or a Republican who voted yes, the voters in our survey were evenly divided. 35% said they'd vote for the Democrat. 37% chose the Republican. Stan Greenberg.
What we have here is something quite broad, because there is many respondents here saying they would vote for a Democrat who was cautious about such a resolution, who say they would support the president in going into Iraq. It's not some narrow activist base of the Democratic Party. It's a broad, you know, segment of the public saying we want to think about these things.
Our poll suggests, contrary to the worries of many nervous Democrats, there will not be a political penalty for members who raise questions or favor a different approach to getting rid of Saddam Hussein. But many Democrats are convinced the president and his advisors timed the debate on Iraq to give themselves maximum advantage this November. They point to statements by the president when he said on Monday that the Democratic-controlled Senate was, quote, not interested in the security of the American people, or when he said this 2 weeks ago in New York City about Democrats who may want to wait to vote on Iraq until after the United Nations votes.
I can't imagine an elected United States elected member of the United States Senate or House of Representatives saying, I think I'm going to wait for the United Nations to make a decision. Seems like to me that if you're representing the United States, you ought to be making a decision on what's best for the United States. If I were running for office, I'm not sure how to explain to the American people. Said, you know, vote for me, and oh, by the way, on a matter of national security, I think I'm going to wait for somebody else to act.
And Democrats are bracing for an onslaught of Republican campaign ads attacking them for being soft on Saddam Hussein. Tom Daschle's speech this week was an attempt to make Republicans pay a price for making the war a partisan issue. But Bill McInturff believes the war is a legitimate issue for a political campaign.
This is not one more political vote. This is what you think is the right thing to do for the country. It's appropriate. It's the role of the Congress to debate and ask questions. However, sooner or later, I think there will be a vote. And I believe it will be very difficult for a Democrat in a competitive election to vote against the use of force.
And with only one or two exceptions, Democrats in tight races probably won't. Many Democrats who will vote with the president agree with him, but others will vote yes in fear of a voter backlash that, according to our poll, may not exist. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.